So my name is Andrea Melisca, and I am the founder of Rebel Learn LLC, which is a learning and development consultant company. And today we're going to be talking through Lightboards. So using Lightboards to provide an effective and engaging virtual learning and training experience. So I want to do a quick intro on me. I was born and raised in Colorado, where I still live today. So I don't know if anybody's ever been there before, but yep, it's amazing. It's starting to get really beautiful as well. I have three little kids. So I have there in the middle, it's a 10-year-old, an almost 9-year-old, and a 5.5-year-old. They keep me very busy. And then I have a sweet little doggy named Fiona, and she is my sidekick now that I am working remotely and from home. So it's kind of fun to hang out with her at home during the day. I have been in training QA since 2006. That's when I started in training, was in 2006. Since then, for the past 13 years, I have been building out learning and development programs and organizations and companies. So I have built five different programs out for companies, as well as other one-off programs like onboarding programs and sales training programs, management programs. So I also have a background in product management. So I have built out a couple product management departments as well as worked as a product manager in two different companies. So don't do product anymore, but use a lot of the skills that I learned from being a product manager while I create products now for the learning and development world. I work largely with founder-led companies, so I find that a lot of startups and founder-led companies get to a point where they realize they need to bring training on, but they have no internal expertise as to how to do that. So that is typically who my main customer is going to be. So a little bit quick more about Rebel Learn. I started Rebel Learn in October of 2017. I just got to a point where I was ready to go out on my own and not work for the corporate world anymore. I found that I have a lot more impact and a lot more reach. I can work with several different clients at the same time. And I tend to have more impact as a consultant than I was able to as a full-time employee. One thing I found when people would bring me on to the companies to be full-time is there was a real lack of L&D knowledge internally. And so I would come into situations where, you know, there wasn't any strategy thought out. They weren't really sure why they wanted L&D. They just thought that they needed it. So that was one big place where I knew I could make an impact in really going into companies and helping them build their strategy, helping them, why do you want to do it? Are you ready? What types of things do you want to do? Are you aligning to the goals of the company? So that is something that I work on now in my consulting company, as well as creating curriculum. I do a lot of e-learning programs. I build a lot of programs out, the platforms as well as the content. And I just am able to bring a lot of best practices from really not doing it right in the past sometimes and kind of learning from getting it wrong at times. So that's kind of where we are with Rebel Learn. So let's get into Lightboard. So I just want to do a quick raise of hand. I talked to a couple people earlier, but who here has heard of a Lightboard before? Okay. And for the people that have heard of it before, have any of you actually taken a course that used a Lightboard? Raise your hand if you have. Okay, cool. I'm not surprised. Lightboards are somewhat new in the learning and development space. A little background. So the Lightboard was created by a professor of mechanical engineering from Northwestern University. His name is Michael Peshkin. And essentially, what he was doing is he just wanted a better way to create videos for his online courses and his flipped classrooms. And he was initially using chalkboards, and he didn't like what he was getting out of it. He wanted a better experience for his learners, and he also wanted it, the big thing he wanted it to be little to no post-production. So he created the Lightboard. And what the Lightboard is it is a glass chalkboard, essentially, that is pumped full of LED lights. And so the instructor stands behind the glass chalkboard, and they use fluorescent markers, and these markers glow as they write in front of it. So on the left-hand side, you'll see a couple. These are just images I pulled of some Lightboards. They come in all different sizes. You can have small tabletop Lightboards, but you could also have the really big ones that you can stand behind. It really just depends on the content that you're using and how big you need your Lightboard to be. On the right, you'll see that is Michael Peshkin. This is a video that I took a screen grab of the video that you guys can go on and take a look at. But he's just kind of walking through what a Lightboard is, You can also superimpose images and graphs on the light board that the instructor can interact with. So this is just kind of a look at that. One of the big things to keep in mind with light boards, if this is something that you guys are interested in you know, getting into as far as creating training goes, is you do have to have a dark room, dark background, but the main thing is what you're wearing. So if you have a black shirt on that black background, a lot of times it looks like a floating head and floating arms, and I've seen that before, and it's terrifying. So if you don't have your instructor, if you don't have your instructor lit the correct way, then a black shirt on top of that isn't going to work. So plain colored shirt, you don't want to have writing on your shirt or logos, because when you flip the image, everything gets the writing on your shirt would get turned backwards. So what I've done with customers in the past that really wanted their logo or really wanted their name on it is we actually had their logo or name stitched backwards into their shirt so that when we flipped the image, it was the right way. So there's options for that. It's just it's a little strange. So I want to talk through why and when I prefer to use light boards. So why I prefer to use light boards? The light board is an extremely engaging way to create self-paced virtual training. The one thing I have found building out e-learning programs for companies is we have gone really far to the e side of things and have really lost that human connection, that human interaction that you get with an instructor-led training course. So a lot of companies I work with, you know, they have a globally dispersed audience, whether it be internal or external. They want to be able to go online, but they don't want to lose that instructor-led feel. So the light board is a really great way to keep that instructor-led feel without, you know, having just all Articulate files or all Captivate files when you're creating out this self-paced training. Also, the instructor is always facing forward because they're working with the light board in front of them, so they always have eye contact on the individual that is watching the video. So it provides a really good user and learner experience and gets really high engagement when individuals are watching those videos. And when I prefer light boards are not for all types of curriculum. So if you have curriculum that is needs a lot of role play or discussion or little video snippets, the light board probably isn't going to be the right tool for you. If you do have content that uses, that an instructor would use the whiteboard a lot of technology, anything from the STEM, so math, engineering, technology, those are all going to be really good for the light board. I created, and I'm going to go through a case study here in a second, a cybersecurity training program online. And what that entailed was we had an intro to networking, an intro to systems, and an intro to programming. And we used the light board for that entire thing. So I'll show you guys that. And I'm also going to give you access to the platform. You guys can go on and take a few free videos so you can interact with it and see exactly how that looks. So what it takes, you might be kind of wondering, all right, well, this is cool, but where do I get one? How do I get one of these? And there are two options. You can buy them or you can build them. And building has typically been the favorite for a lot of people because they just didn't exist. They were developed by an engineer, and so nobody was selling these things. You kind of had to build these. So on the internet, there are tons of articles and resources on how to build one of these yourselves. In fact, my client actually built their light board themselves. But we'll go through kind of what it looks like to build versus buy, and where some issues can come in when you are building them yourself. So building versus buying, you can buy them. There are a couple companies that actually create these now. They build them and they ship them to you. And the cool thing about those companies is they actually will send everything. So it's not just the light board. It's the light board. It's the markers you need. It's the cleaning supplies. It's the backdrop. It's the camera. It's the audio. They will send you an entire package. And it just kind of depends on your budget. So those packages for one of the bigger light boards would be around $10,000. It's $10,000 to $11,000 for the entire setup. And which is, you know, if you have the budget, it's worth it. That way you don't have to go around and try and piece together all of the different things you might need if it's not something that you've done before. The smaller ones are going to be $2,000 or so if you buy them directly. And those are cool because you can actually set them on top of a desk and they are very movable. So if you have, again, globally dispersed instructors, but you want them to be able to create these videos still, you can send them one of the smaller ones. They can have it anywhere in their house as long as they have kind of a good setup for it. I know companies that have done that in the past. So that is an option as well. Building them, it's around, the one that my client built was huge. It was like 6 foot by 9 foot. And it's really beautiful. I'll show you some pictures. They spent about $2,000 to $3,000 on it, building it. And we did have to replace the glass on it once, which we'll go through. It was kind of a lessons learned. So, but you can do it as long as you have somebody that's handy. So it just depends on if you want to buy versus build. But there's the option for both of those. And if you guys have questions on who those companies are, let me know. I have all that information. The space, so you do need a space to be able to put this. The big ones are big, and they take up room. So you need to be able to have a room to make it happen. A room that you can keep the lights off and doesn't have a lot of natural light coming in. The room being dark is extremely important because the fluorescent markers will pop much better under the LED lights without a lot of natural light coming in. So the room that you choose is really important, as well as the kind of the soundproofing in the room. The equipment, so again, if you do it on your own and you don't buy an entire package, the lights, camera, good lavaliers, so something that you're going to be able to hear really good audio through, special software for flipping the image, that's the way you do it. If you're superimposing images and graphs on, you need special software for that. So there's a few different types of equipment that you do need to get, so it is, you know, something that you do put a little bit of money into. The talent is a big one, and this wasn't something I thought about until after I started recording the videos. But you really need instructors that are going to be comfortable behind a light board. It is a different experience. I got back there to do a lot of testing, and it's different. You're in a dark room, and you're in front of a piece of glass, and you're basically talking to a piece of glass that you can just see yourself on. So I actually had a couple instructors, they got back there and they just didn't like it. It was just kind of strange to them. They liked being in a classroom with people. So make sure that you have instructors that are going to be comfortable with it. I always do test shoots with my instructors before I start doing any type of recording, so that I can make sure that they are comfortable with it, that they can kind of go through and get used to the light board. But that is a big one. It's something to keep in mind. It's not for everybody for instruction, so that's a good one to keep in mind. Editing, so this is a big one. Clearly, when you're doing a recording of this, everything's going to be backwards. All the writing is going to be backwards. Everything is backwards. You have to flip the image. So there are 4 different ways to do that. The way that I've done it is in the past is flipping it in the post-production, and you just use a piece of software for that. There are cameras that actually have a setting where you can flip the image as you are recording. There's a couple other ways, so if that is something you guys are interested in learning a little bit more about, let me know, and we can walk through all the different ways to flip during the editing phase. But it really kind of just depends on, again, what your guys' what the skill set is of your videographer, and what kind of software and whatnot you have. And then lastly, audio. This is true of any video you're going to do for learning, not just the light board, but really good audio. If your audio isn't good on your videos, you're going to lose your learner pretty quick. So just making sure you have good audio with this. So I wanted to walk through my use case. So the client I built this for, their name is SecureSet Academy. They are a cybersecurity training company, an immersive cybersecurity training company in Denver. They do have several campuses, and they provide only on-prem brick-and-mortar instructor-led courses. And what they have is they have 4 different programs that they do. One of them is called PrEP. And so PrEP is basically for an audience that maybe they're not sure if they want to get into cybersecurity. Maybe they're not sure if it's for them. Or individuals that tried to get into the core program, the 5-month boot camp program, but didn't pass their entrance exam. So this PrEP program, they would go through PrEP and they would learn kind of the basics that I was talking about before of networking systems and programming to get them ready to come on site and do the core program. Well, this has traditionally been, again, in the classroom, and nobody wanted to spend the money or the time to have to relocate and come on site for a prep program. So what SecureSet wanted to do was put that online. So we basically took their curriculum that they were teaching in the classroom and we made it into e-learnings. And they wanted to use a Lightboard. And I said yes, because I'm not going to say no, but I had never used a Lightboard before. And the person that my client had never used a Lightboard before. And our video production company had never used a Lightboard before. So it was exciting and terrifying all at the same time that I just said yes to this. But, you know, it went well, and we were able to do a lot of really cool stuff. So we had over 40 hours of content that we needed to make into videos. And I got them to make all of these videos into micro-learning. So very small targeted topics of videos that we kind of broke out into, you know, snippets that you can basically take on your own time. I don't like my micro-learnings to be longer than 3 to 5 minutes because a lot of times people stop engaging at about the 4 to 5 minute mark with these micro-learnings. Some of them went longer. Some of the topics just, they would just have a lot of information. But for the most part, my instructors were really good at keeping it where we needed to. If it got too long, I would ask them to, you know, break it up. So I worked with my instructors. I had 4 different instructors that I worked with. We worked through their curriculum. We needed to take their curriculum that they had been doing on site 8 hours a day and break it up into micro learnings. So we ended up having over 150, actually a little bit more than over 150 videos that we created with the Lightboard that we then built onto a platform. It was a lot of work and it was really fun. I learned a lot from it. I sat in each one of the sessions. So I would sit with them in the room. It was me and the videographer and then them. And we worked through their content. How are you going to show this information on the Lightboard? How do you speak to the, you know, to the audience? Make sure that they're speaking correctly to the audience because it is all beginners. So I would work through that with them. So I did a lot of production there. Then once we were done, the videographer would send me all the videos. He would flip the image and send me all the videos. And then I would go through and QA them. So I would look at the writing, making sure everything was spelled correctly. That was one thing. When I'm watching it backwards, I didn't always catch those things. Making sure that the instructors were, you know, speaking in a clear way, that the audio was good. So I would just go through and QA every single piece of content, give it back to the videographer. They would then send it through audio cleaning as soon as we had everything good. And then kind of put bumpers on each side and a little bit of music and lower thirds. Send it back to me. And I would take a final look at it, and then I built a platform for which this content is all served up on. So built the platform, put all the content up on the platform, and then we launched in December of 2018. So we just launched about 3.5-4 months ago. It was a lot of content and a lot of work. We did it in about 3.5 months, and which was really quick for what we were doing. And the main reason we were able to do it that quickly is because there was virtually no post-production. We didn't have to do any editing. We didn't have to add images in. We didn't have to do any of that. It was all the Lightboard kind of being the star of the show. So some things that went well and some things that didn't go well. So this is actually our Lightboard. These are my instructors and our Lightboard. On the left-hand side there, you can see the Lightboard that was built by the accountant of the company that I worked with. He just was kind of a jack of all trades, and we had, you know, good lighting and whatnot. This studio that we found was actually in the video production company that we were using. In the middle there, that is AJ. He's our instructor for all things systems. So that's a screen grab from the actual video itself. Which gives you kind of an idea of what that experience is like. And then there on the right, that is my Python instructor. And that is me snapping photos of him as he's actually recording. So really excited, really, really fun. What went well? The videos turned out beautiful. I mean, they're gorgeous videos. And we were able to do them really quickly. Our instructors did a really great job just interacting with the Lightboard and being really engaging. They were really comfortable behind the Lightboard itself. The process flow, the workflow between me and the videographer, we hammered out. We had a lot of content. We had 150, like I said, plus pieces of content that we had to keep organized. What's being reshot, what is ready to go, what's in each stage. So we were able to do that, and we put together a really nice streamlined system to do that. And I also had to always show back up to the CEO, the founder of the company, kind of where we were at in the process, because he didn't want to have to come to me all the time. So I was able to build out some stuff to show him where we were at in the process and how far along we were. And I think that the biggest thing that went really well is that we were just able to put together a really beautiful e-learning for, you know, this company in a short amount of time. So I was really excited about that. Lessons learned, so many lessons learned along the way. We learned a lot about the lighting, lighting the light board, lighting the actors. Weirdly enough, the cleaning of the light board was like the bane of my existence for about 3 months. If you don't clean it right, you can see every single little thing on it as soon as you put the LED lights on. So I did finally figure out how to clean it. And now I know going forward how to do that. But that was surprisingly difficult. You can't just use Windex or something like that on it. So I learned a lot about building versus buying. Like I said, when we transported the light board from where it was built to this production studio, it got scratched, but we didn't know it got scratched until we turned the lights on and put the LED lights on, and you can see everything. So we had to replace the glass on it, which halted production for about 6 weeks because we had to order it and then bring it and put it back in. It's a special type of glass. It's called Starfire glass, and it's what you have to use in order to be able to do these light boards. You can't just use any piece of glass. Lastly, learned a lot about the platform itself, what was lacking in order to be able to kind of really produce what we wanted. We're making those changes now, but yeah, it's working, and it's being used, and it's being very well received by the community. So outcomes, this is the system itself. So this is Systems 100. It's kind of giving you a look at the login page itself. And then you'll see on the right-hand side is where the individuals are going to go in and actually take the curriculum. So those are how we broke out all of the micro-learnings. They can go and take them. They have a little timestamp and see how far they've gotten. Completely skinned, obviously, with Secure Sets branding. And so, like I said, we launched in December of 2018 with an option to view some free videos. And like I said, I'm going to give you guys the information so that you, if you're interested, you can go and log in, create a free account and go and take a look at some of those videos. To date, we've had over 6,000 leads from people just going in and creating new accounts, which SecureSet is really excited about, and a lot of those have converted. The other big thing that's really cool is when I go in and look at the analytics, the engagement numbers on these videos is really high. It sits around 90% for most of the videos. And if you have ever looked at engagement for videos, in the past, it typically is around like 30%, where people are dropping off after watching it for about 30%. So most individuals are actually looking and going through this entire video before going on to the next one. So these leads and whatnot were all grassroots. They had not put out any marketing programs around this until about mid-March. So they're even getting more interest in this now, which is cool, big enough that they are going to start building out. We're going to start building out new programs using the light board. So we're going to just expand onto the prep online into other parts of their curriculum. So we're going to put a lot of their curriculum online now using the light board. One other thing I didn't mention is it isn't just the videos that we put together. We did put together labs. So there are labs in there so people can go and do hands-on stuff. Camtasia videos, as well as assessments and whatnot. So we kind of built all of that out. So that is really it for the light boards. What kind of questions do you guys have for me, if any? Yes?
How did you prepare your instructors? Did you guys script it out beforehand? Did they use like cue cards, or were they just kind of going off the top of their head?
Yeah, so luckily with the instructors I had, they all had taught these courses in the classroom, so they didn't need any cue cards or anything like that. In between each take, so every time you do a take, you have to go back and then erase everything and start over. So they would look at notes. There were times when I would have instructors that they needed to look at a little something maybe, so they would actually have their computer on a table in front of them that had some notes on it. You just have to be careful with that because, again, any light or anything that you have can reflect in that window or in that glass. So you just have to make sure that it's somewhere that you can't see it. So if there were any questions that or any notes that they needed, that's kind of how we did it. For the most part, they just kind of free flowed with the content and made sure that they came prepared, understanding what examples they were going to use, how they were going to show it, because it is different to be able to, you know, show it on the light board versus if they're just showing it on a PowerPoint, if that's what they're used to. So we talked a lot through that before, and I made sure that they came prepared with that kind of information. Any other questions? Yeah.
Does the instructor have to sort of stand in the center most of the time so he doesn't obstruct the stuff?
No. So it kind of depends, again, on what their style is. My instructors typically went back and forth, which is why the shirt color is important. Because you don't want it to be the same as kind of the markers that you have. But they can definitely move back and forth and whatnot. The only time it ever obstructed is if they used one of the orange fluorescent markers and they were standing in front of it because it would be the same color as their skin. So it's one of those things where you kind of just have to work with it and find out what is going to be your best go-to. I mean, we got to the point where we knew what color markers we wanted to use so that that kind of stuff wouldn't happen. We stopped using orange and pink because of that. But otherwise, it wouldn't obstruct. A lot of the learning takes place when they're doing the writing. That's when those connections are being made. So when they move back and forth, it wasn't really obstructing much.
Is this less work than having like a digitizing tablet and having those talking heads to the left?
I wouldn't say it's less work. It's just the work is at a different phase. So as soon as you get this set up, as soon as you get the light board in place and you have a place to do it, it is super quick. It's just getting to that point. But getting to that point can be difficult if you're building it yourself. Like I said, if you buy a package where they just send everything to you and you can get it set up, you can have people go in there. And like I said, there's hardly any production editing on the back end. So you can turn these videos out super quick. I would say that kind of doing, you know, like a talking head and whatnot next to it, that takes a little bit more, I think, throughout the entire thing to produce and put together. And I do think that the experience, my preference is the experience with the light board for the learner, I think it's a better user experience or a better learner experience. And again, if the content lends itself well to the light board versus something like that. Anybody else? Cool. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This is a really open-ended question, but do you have any insights about Flare in the e-learning industry, how MATCAP is being used, if at all?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I actually created at one of the old companies that I was with. I actually, with Homer Christensen, who's sitting up here in the second row, we created a self-paced training portal using Flare. And so that is definitely something that you can do. I mean, the training portal, we had it so that people could go and self-train, essentially. So there were articles in there, videos, a glossary. There was something we called Conga TV, which is like a TV channel that people could go and look at the videos in. So you absolutely can, and I think that that is something that Flare is really good at allowing you to be able to do something like that with the HTML output, and then also, you know, still having your manuals so that you're kind of speaking to all your learners. Yeah. Yep. No, I don't right now. I haven't used that yet. That is something that I'm actually going to be using with another client. We're going to be doing medical certification program, and we're going to start using a light board, and the graphs and the images is something they want to use. So I will let you know. I'll have you come get my card, and I'll connect with you, but I'll let you know for sure once I start going through that process. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah?
I've never seen one of these videos. Do you have one you could just play?
I will try. I can try and do that, absolutely. And if you, the thing is, if it doesn't work, if you just go and Google Lightboard videos, you will get a bunch. Also, let me just move really quickly to the next slide, because if you just want to go and look at SecureSet Academy, the online, it's www.online.securesett.com. On the actual sales page, so you don't even have to create a user account if you don't want to for the free account, there is a video to give individuals an idea of what that instruction looks like, so you can also go look at it there. But, yeah, they're really cool. When I first saw them, I was working with another cybersecurity company that provides training for cyber certifications. And the first time I saw them, because that's what they used, it kind of blew my mind. I had no idea what it was. And then I went to their office and went into their studio, and they gave me a little bit of a tour. And it's fascinating to see. Any other questions? Yeah. Yes, definitely. If you're having learning that is like management learning, like if you're trying to train up a new leadership, or if you have, sales training actually can be really good for this. There are a couple of sales companies that are using the Lightboard now for training. But yes, conceptual, absolutely. If it's something you can draw out and you can make those connections, this is awesome for it. Much better than if you're creating videos and constantly having to turn your back and write on a whiteboard, or I don't know why I keep saying chalkboard, because I realize that I don't even know if those exist anymore. But yeah, I definitely think so. Right. Yeah.
Can you? I've got no questions on a million. I'm not sure what you're at. can you use it in a streaming situation? So you're doing it stream straight in the training session?
Yes.
One,
yes, you can. It's not a problem. You have to flip the image while you're streaming. So what? And I'm actually about to start doing this with SecureSet. So that is one thing they want to do, is they want to start streaming their instructors live, but they want to use the Lightboard. So we're actually researching right now. You can use a mirror, so it just produces a mirror image. So we're looking at that right now, but that's something you can definitely do. A lot of higher education, there's a lot of higher education that uses this, a lot of colleges that use this right now, and a lot of them will stream their content because they're trying to reach a bigger audience than just the classroom. But yes, you can absolutely stream. And there's a lot of, so that's the other thing is, I know I've said it with building the Lightboard, but just how to use the Lightboard in general, all these things like superimposing images, streaming live, there is a plethora of knowledge on the internet because people have had to just figure it out themselves. There is no rule book around it. But I'll let you know once we do the streaming, because that's something I'm going to be doing as well.
So that makes me start on my million questions.
Uh-oh. No, it's okay. We've got time.
Yeah. When you talk to people who are out of the traditional blackboard, whiteboard, and then they compare it to Lightboard, what do they say? People sort of run screaming away trying it once or twice, or do they stick to it, or what's the comparison? What do people say?
The instructors themselves? Okay. The end user, so the instructor, like my instructors, the ones that liked it, loved it. The ones that didn't like it, hated it. There was no in-between. I had, these individuals were really used to being in a classroom in front of people and having that interaction. And so I had a couple that just, they hated that experience of like being in a dark room with one other person and, being kind of stuck back there. That just wasn't for them. But my instructors that did this program and really got into it, they loved it. They thought it was really cool. They liked the output because it's cool. I mean, that's the thing is in cyber, when, the audience then sees this, they love it. They think it's so cool. And so the instructors are associated with that. And they see that as well. It just provides a really good user experience, and I think that they see that really well, but they love it.
Is it cool because it's new, innovative, or is it cool because it actually does the trick and gets the information across?
I think all of the above, honestly. I think because it is such an engaging tool, individuals retain a lot more after watching a Lightboard video because they're engaged with it the whole time. The instructor, if they're good, they're engaged with their learner the entire time, and it's on a video, which is cool to think about. It's just a better experience than, like I said earlier, Captivate files that you just click through, and there's just no interaction there. It's just, and you can do that with being very passive. This is more of an active learning. Yeah. Anything else? If you guys do have other questions that pop up, please let me know. I'm obviously here all week. But my contact information is up there as well. You can go and check out my website. You can email me. You can contact me from there. I do have cards if you guys want to grab one. But yeah, thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate it. All right.